We're back.
We are. It's been a while, but we're here. Thank y'all for waiting patiently.
I'm Josh.
I'm Jaren.
We don't know what we're talking about,
but we're definitely gonna have fun doing it.
So this is gonna be an interesting episode. We're Jaren and I are practicing safe social distancing.
Yeah.
We're hundreds of miles apart right now. I'm in the comfort of my studio, and Jaren's in the comfort of his comfortable bedroom.
Yep. I am at home where I've been probably too much time now.
Yeah, I totally understand. We're both, if the audio quality isn't as good as it usually is, we're doing this remotely. So hopefully you can bear with us and, you know, we'll get our point across.
Yeah, definitely not in the studio today. So, you know, it might not sound as crisp and pristine as it usually does, but thank you for tuning in anyway.
So first of all, let me kick it off, Jaren. What have you been listening to?
Man, I knew he was going to ask me that. And that's really like a loaded question today because like, what has it been, like a month since we've done this?
Yeah.
So I've been listening to like everything, man. I've went through so many phases over the last month that it's like, you know.
What has it mostly been during the quarantine times?
Let me look through. I mean, it's been like stuff I already know, but I've definitely been trying to make a conscious effort during this quarantine to get in like new stuff or stuff that I haven't heard yet, stuff that I want to kind of like get into a little more. I've been listening to a little bit of Wu-Tang. I watched the Wu-Tang documentary and the Wu-Tang fictional series. Well, not fictional, but Wu-Tang series on Hulu. Mm. So I've been checking out like a lot of like Wu-Tang recently and like some of their solo stuff too.
That's a great group. Once you get in there, the Wu-Tang stuff itself is great, and all of them have like crazy discographies.
Yeah. There's
so much.
And I really like RZA's production a lot too. Like it's real like kind of grimy and like spooky kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, he's brilliant.
And
way ahead of his
time.
And
the drums are always hitting hard as fuck.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, I'm fooling with some Wu-Tang. I probably said this the last three episodes, but I've still been like on my crazy like Outkast kick. Like I always say, they're one of those artists that, you know, everybody kind of fools with because they're so huge. But like, I really been getting into them like the last couple of months, like really kind of studying every album.
Right.
So I've still been on that.
Yeah, man.
Outside it. Oh, it's the artist I want to ask you about. You ever checked out Lion Babe?
No.
Yeah, check it out. I think you would like it. It's R&B, kind of experimental kind of stuff, though. I've been checking them out a lot, too.
Okay, glad to hear it. Man, that again, that Outkast discography. Casey was just doing so much bugging me to get into Love Below. He's like, this is the greatest album of the generation. Yeah, it's a great album. Very, very creative. Andre 3000 is one of those rappers that I think if you know like really proficient rappers, he's got to be on your list of like, you know, super creative, super talented.
Yeah. He wasn't on my top five when we made that list, but I'm after like going into the discography a lot, I'm having to rethink my list now, you know?
Okay, that's good. That's good.
So what about you? What you been listening to?
I'm pretty sure I said this on the last episode that we did, but I'm still in a Mac DeMarco rut. I've been so wanting to like listen to what's familiar during this time.
Yeah. You know,
it's kind of tough, like the thing that I should be doing because I have like the time and space now is like trying to open myself up to new artists, but it's been a lot of just I just want to listen to a record that I know, you know. Mm-hmm. Mac just been doing it for me, man. There's that, and then there's a lot of digging through. Like I've got a bunch of vinyl in my studio, so I've been listening to I got some MF Doom on vinyl and a bunch of old Jethro Tull, Pink Floyd, rediscovered Wish You Were Here record. Which incredible, you know, and just some of the classic stuff that I have lying around. Queens of the Stone Age 2. As far as new artists, I do want to give a shout out to Salami Rose Joe Lewis, because yeah, I mean, fantastic. I must have shouted her out before, but she's on Brainfeeder. She's an awesome producer. And then yeah, just various stuff, but a lot of the same, man. I won't even lie. A lot of the same.
For sure. So would you say like in like such an uncertain time that you're turning to music for some kind of comfort?
Yeah. I mean, I think I get into this habit a lot where a stressful period will happen and I'll want to go at like something that I know really well, You know, I'll be mm-hmm. attracted to like familiarity. And that's why I was in such a heavy Steely Dan rut, because like every time I drove to work or something, I was just like, I don't want to have to like wrap my head around someone new, because it's a crapshoot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's the thing. Getting into a new artist like really takes work. That's what I've been like noticing really over this quarantine. Like, and that's kind of why I haven't been doing it as much. Cause like now that I'm a little older, I actually know what I do like, and I'm right. always trying to find new stuff to like, but you got to really, like, it takes work, you know? Cause like a lot of these artists, you know, have like huge discographies and kind of don't really know what you're looking for. And it just takes a lot of work. And you know, I feel kind of pissed off when I like seek out something new and I find something new and it sucks, or I'm not fooling with it, you know? So it's kind of a letdown. Like, fuck, I could have used that 5 or 10 minutes like to listen to something I already know and like.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with, you know, you and me are pretty critical about music, you know? So
yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it's always a crapshoot. But you know, and I've never been a guy to like visit playlists and put on radios and stuff like that. So I know that's like how most people do it these days, but yeah, you know, I go by recommendation. So what,
man, are, I can't are you even kind of lie. The,
do you, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I can't even lie. I've been making hella playlists over this quarantine. Yeah. Like any kind of playlist I could think of. Dreamy R&B, G-Funk, you know, all kind of shit. Like,
man, I'm just terrible at making playlists. I feel like I make a playlist and it's all songs that I know. So I'm like bored of the whole playlist right when I make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
You got to tell me your secret. So do you find that you're the same way in this time? Like it's a stressful time. So you're going to like stuff you're already familiar with, or are you taking this opportunity to like branch out?
Honestly, I feel like I feel like I've kind of stayed the same through this. It does suck because like I do like to go out like to the movies and, you know, hang with my friends or go to a concert. So that's kind of been cut off. But for the most part, I've kind of been the same. Like I'm not a crazy extroverted person. I kind of like to keep to myself a lot. So, you know, this is giving me time to do that. Kind of like think about my life in different ways and, you know, how I want to move forward. And it's really put some things in perspective, like as far as like careers and stuff like that. Cause a lot of people like now are kind of in limbo, this limbo situation with work, you know, because like if you're not in a essential worker, air quotes, then, you know, you're kind of not really getting money right now. So it's just giving me more time to think.
Yeah. I think you and me are fortunate to where our income sources are still like decent right now. I mean, not like, going out is like saved me a lot of bread. I won't even lie. Here's the thing, man. You're like a pretty, heavy concert junkie, like well known.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
How are you? First of all, how are you handling no concerts in general?
Man, that's probably the worst part. I went to my last two concerts, and like right before this happened, I saw Raphael Sadiq and I saw Wu-Tang and Nas.
Mm-hmm.
Like right back to back. So I'm happy I got to see those, because it's like it looks like it's gonna be a long time before I get to go to another concert.
Yeah,
and it's kind of driving me crazy. I find myself just randomly typing in a random artist. Like it doesn't even have to be like an artist I'm crazy about, like concert, you know. I don't know, Currency Live or something like that. Wu-Tang Clan Live, just because it's like I miss that energy.
Have you been watching like Instagram Live shows at all?
I actually haven't. The first one I watched was last night, and it was only because of my aunties. She was doing it with like a friend of hers, and it was pretty fucking funny. Like I actually think I might want to do a few of those.
Yeah.
But as far as like the producer battles, I haven't really caught any of those.
Yeah, I'm pretty skeptical. I haven't watched any Instagram Live stuff, but I've been experiencing like how much I need to be in the room with people for my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been kind of like assuming it's going to be the same way for a concert, but there's tons of them, man. Like all these jazz guys are doing shows, and like, cause that's a lot of musicians. That's all they can really do right now. You know, like that was their whole income source was touring. So they got to just do whatever they can, take donations.
That's one thing I kind of think this might be a good kind of like creatively. I think this is going to be a good thing going forward. I think whenever we get out of this, it might not be 20 till 2022, like health experts are saying now, but whenever that happens, like I think it's definitely going to be some great albums that come this decade. people have all this time to kind of like, you know, create and think and, you know, kind of lay out a vision for what they want to do instead of just, oh, I got to get in the studio because the label wants me to tour this year.
Yeah,
there's no tours. So
people were saying that a lot of people are predicting like a bunch of babies are going to get born right when this is.
Oh, definitely.
Man, I kind of don't think so. I don't think millennials really like want to have kids like that. I think.
Nah, we don't. But let me tell you, it's some fucking going on.
You hear me? Same opinion for like, okay, a lot of records are going to drop. I almost was like hesitant to, because I've been working on music. Like, what else am I going to do? You know, I'm in the studio all the time. But I almost am kind of like hesitant to try to really push to put a record together because everybody is going to fucking drop a record when it's going to be like the quarantine record. And there'll be like a few weeks where everybody is finishing their projects. You know what I mean? It's like, what else are we going to do?
I
feel you, but
I think if you personally have songs ready to go and like you're getting to that point to where you want to put out an EP or a record, I think you should do that now or soon because let me tell you, nobody's been putting out anything now. I think it's because people, like projects are so tied to touring that nobody can tour now, so nobody's really putting music out right now.
Speaking of which, did you listen to Thundercat's new record?
I did, man. I did. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
We might have to do a more long-winded review of that, but I like that record too.
Yeah,
it was a real bummer for him. His tour got canceled like way early, and it was going to be one of his bigger ones because he's getting bigger as an artist. So
I think his last show was probably actually in Oakland on like March 6th.
Really?
And I was thinking about going to that show, but I decided not to. Now I wish I had because it would have been the last concert. But,
yeah, I've seen him, man. He's awesome. Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah, I saw him with Erykah Badu.
That's right.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. You're right, man. A lot of people are dropping records. I think you're right. I think it's, because it's tied to touring and it's also maybe people are really like taking this time to perfect like a master plan or something. I don't know. Yeah,
definitely.
Just feels, like, it almost like feels too predictable to drop a record right now when no one has anything to do except listen to it. You can't drive around and play it.
Yeah, man. Even me, like I've been taking this time, like I was saying that, you know, kind of learn some new stuff. Like I haven't really been able to do too many shoots, obviously, because you can't really be outside and be around people. But I've been taking this opportunity to, you know, watch more YouTube videos and see what I can work on and perfect, you know, as a photographer. So when this does come out, like, you know, I'm trying to be even better than I was when we went into it.
Right. So is that kind of what you've been doing? Have you been in like the learning mode a little bit with using this time?
Yeah. With that and, you know, other things as well. Trying to cook a little more. So I just been, you know, trying to learn new skills and be a little more well-rounded, brush up on some things I need brushing up on. Probably need to stop buying so much beer and wine, but you know,
you gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta have some kind of happiness these days.
Yeah, for real.
So how many songs would you say you've put together like since this started? Not just for yourself, but, you know.
Oh, geez. Well, maybe I shouldn't say too much about this, but I'm going to be producing, who knows when it'll be out. It might not be out for like a couple of years, but I'm going to be producing my first like all me produced hip hop record pretty soon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which I'm really excited about that. So I've been working on my stuff. I've done a couple of my own things. Writing for me is hard right now, but as far as like making progress on that, it's been a lot of making beats, learning how to make beats, because I haven't been able to like collaborate with Casey or any of my usual people that much. So like I'm trying to like hole up and be like, okay, how do I bring everything that I know together, you know, and just make this like by myself. And I'm starting to find out that, you know, I think I want to kind of take a different angle because producers kind of have, maybe this is going to get too technical, but producers generally have a pretty like distinctive sound to them. And a lot of the times, you know, you hear something and you're like, well, that's a Timberland beat, you know.
Definitely.
Not all producers are like that, but I've really decided to like make a project sound like a certain thing. So what that means is like making a lot of stuff and like I'm going to end up throwing out a good amount of it or never like giving it to the artist because it doesn't fit the thing that we're trying to make for the record. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But I mean, I feel like that might be a little repetitive or monotonous, but I definitely think that's a good thing as a producer, because like you just said, a lot of producers have like a sound where you can just, oh, that's Timbaland.
Yeah.
Like you kind of want that. You know what I mean? You want people to recognize, oh, that's the big soda sound, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I think what I'm going for right now is just like, maybe you'll hear it and you'll be like, ah, yeah, that was from that record. You know, it's just going to sound like that. Right? So there's been a lot of that, and maybe I shouldn't talk about it too much because I don't even know what like the label wants to do or whatever. But
going back to like a lot of records being made and dropped over this time, like I know I said like creatively it'll be a great thing, but I'm kind of thinking lyrically maybe not so much. I think the music will be better because people have more time to kind of play around and, you know, find new. But as far as lyrics, like the experiences just aren't going to really be there as much. You know, what that's are you totally drawing from?
Because it's all human relationships. That's all what we make. Yeah. Music. Yeah. I mean, I'm certainly finding out I'm having a really hard time getting inspired, like to write, you know, to produce and like mess around and like, you know, make drums is one thing, but writing is a whole other
animal. What we need to bring rock back, man. This is what we need to bring rock back.
You think so?
All the lyrics are going to be so like angst.
Yeah, I'm in my emo. House all the time. Green Day vibes.
Hella.
Yeah.
Hella emo.
Yeah. Everyone's like Seattle mode right now.
Yeah, rock is coming back in 2021 because of Corona.
Right. I hope so. I think, it's the biggest prediction, right? Like after like the time that everyone got back from the war when the baby boomers were happening, like 9 months after that time is when all the baby boomers were born, right? I think like 3-ish months after Corona has kind of rolled over a little bit, that's like going to be the dropping spree. It's going to be so many people where you're like, I didn't even know you were working on something, and they're going to drop a record. Yeah. They can't tour.
Definitely.
You know, so there'll be a little latent period, and then we're just going to get flooded, and then you and me will be really busy. Hopefully.
Yeah. I feel like you have nothing but time right now. You know, you might as well. Like me, even me, I've been, you know, picking up the guitar a lot more and just kind of messing around.
When's your record coming out, man?
Man, hey, man, I need some help. You know, I see you in the studio right there. So
send me some stuff.
I need some help.
Let's make it happen. Let's work. Let's build, fam.
Yeah, I got nothing but time.
Let's take a quick break here, Jaren. Be back in just a second with the audio files.
Yep. We are back. Quick little break. Had to get some water. You know, had to go wash my hands again. I've been washing my damn hands more than I care to tell anyone. But
have you been doing the full wipe down your groceries and like sanitize everything game?
No, I ain't been wiping down my damn groceries. You know, if it needs to be wiped down, like it's fruit, then obviously I'm going to wash it. But I'm about to wipe down bread with sanitizer before I make a sandwich, you know?
I've been wiping down my burritos.
No, I'm not doing all that. If you can catch the corona from a burrito, I got it 10 times over, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm ready to give up if that's the case.
Yeah, man. It's Tuesday. I just had tacos, so.
So we were talking a second ago about just generally what we think is going to happen. I mean, I definitely think that a bunch of records are going to drop, but more importantly, like the big part of the industry is touring, right? So,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. I tend to think that it's going to be a really long time, because even after quarantine is over, people are going to be still timid about like going outside, going to big groups. There'll be like a tail off, you know, of whenever it's like over, you know, it's not really going to be over. So, you know, I don't know. What do you think of that, man? I mean, I want to say this too, like. I've been talking to a few people about this. I think there's a cultural change that is about to happen. I kind of think like, I want to get your opinion on this too, but especially since it's been such a big deal in this country, like so many deaths, especially in like the big cities, like where we are, so many cases. I think we're going to be affected such a long time that like our generation is going to kind of remember this, you know?
Yeah, and definitely. Definitely.
I remember I saw on like CNN or something, like Dr. Fauci said that, you know, this might be the end of like shaking hands in this country, which is fucking, that's like a big cultural change, right? Like beforehand, shaking hands had all this connotative importance to it, right?
So I kind of hate shaking hands anyway, so I don't really care. I rather just give you a hug, you know?
Oh, definitely. Well, maybe that's like, you know, maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe people are going to be way more conscious of that, you know, or just like aware of those things. I think what kind of happens is, you know, so many of us are going to have like a loved one. I got to say this too, man. John Prine passed away of coronavirus, man.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I.
I know that's your man too. I saw his name come up, and I didn't really read the article, but
yeah, man.
I'm sorry, man.
I remember when it was a couple weeks ago. He got on the ventilator, and it was looking like bad. And he's beaten lung cancer before. He's a 73-year-old dude. You know, I mean, he probably takes care of himself. But I was really sad about that one. So. Like, I'm going to remember for the rest of my life, because he's my songwriting hero, you know. I'm going to remember for the rest of my life, yeah, we were in this epidemic, and it took my, like, favorite songwriter away from us, you know. So I just think that kind of thing, when it gets to the point where we all kind of know someone, you know, it, like, it leaves a lasting impression on the whole generation.
Yeah. What do you liken this to? Like, you know, you said our generation will remember this. What kind of, like, event of, like, era's past do you liken this to?
Have you ever asked, like, you know, you're a little bit older than me, so you probably remember 9/11 a little better than I do. But
we asked people, like, barely. I just remember they picked me up.
Yeah, we asked people like 10-ish years older than us, 10, 15, 20 years older, about 9/11, and they're like, oh yeah, that was a crazy day. And then that changed the whole culture, you know, like airports were never the same, traveling was all different. We had this whole, like, fear of the Middle East in, like, commonplace America after that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be kind of like that, except instead of the Middle East and radical terrorism, it'll be, you know, like, sanitation and hygiene. That is kind of, like, the thing that we're wary about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember it was, like, a big thing, like, you know, you might get anthrax in your mail, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, the only thing I really remember about 9/11 was I was seven. My mom was taking me to school, and you know, I could tell something was off, like, because she kept turning back to the news and everything. And you know, I was like, "Mom, was going." Yeah. She was like, "That building ran into the plane." And at that point, I don't think we even knew, like, it was, you know, on purpose or anything. I'm like, okay. And when I get to school, like, they're like, "Yeah, it happened again." And next thing I know, you know, all the parents came and picked all the kids up. And I'm like, okay, well, that's in New York. Why, you know, we're in Oakland. Why are you picking us up? But, you know,
yeah, that's.
I just remember that was a pretty crazy day.
That must have been crazy scary for parents, man. That must have been really intense.
Yeah.
Do you think, man? Do you think it's going to be lasting cultural? Do you think touring is going to be different? I mean, you know, this thing might last like a more than a year, you know? So,
I think this is definitely going to change a lot. Like, I think a lot of the stuff that we're seeing now is going to, for the most part, stay in place. I think touring and stuff like that will come back, but I don't know. I just think they've been kind of pushing this VR kind of stuff a little bit anyway. So maybe we'll see tours where it's like, you know, everybody tunes in, you know, like,
oh yeah, now's the opportunity for that. Definitely.
Yeah, you know, so I don't know. I don't like it. I mean, I definitely believe, like, the coronavirus is a, you know, like, a real thing going on out there. And, you know, we all got to be safe. But a lot of the changes that are being made, I kind of side eye. I'm like, okay, well, are the powers that be kind of just, you know, riding this wave right now to push other agendas?
That's definitely one perspective on it, right? Like, the whole idea of instating martial law before all the deaths happen is like a pretty crazy thing to think about, right?
Definitely.
Because if the deaths hadn't happened, like, it's to prevent all of the deaths, but if, like, they haven't happened yet, then you get, you know, suspicious, like, definitely.
But I mean, this is my thing, to prevent all the deaths, but okay, yeah, people are staying in their house a lot more. Now we're not doing social gatherings, but people are still going to work. I still, you know, I'm in Oakland every day. I still see people out walking their dogs, going to restaurants to take out. I mean, people are still in contact with people. It's just not, we're not all up on each other. But like, if why, you know, why hasn't the death toll went like crazy? If I don't know, just some thoughts I have about it, you know. But that's another podcast.
Yeah, definitely. It's hard to know, man, because it's like from when this started, I immediately took the take like, man, I don't know anything about public health. Like, I feel totally unequipped to even like think about when something happens in the media. You know, you and me know a little bit about the media, right? Because we both worked in media. So it's like there's a little bit of something to be said there. But as far as like, dude, I don't know how a pandemic works. I don't know how you're supposed to prevent it. You know what I mean? I'm not even a doctor. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, how am I supposed, maybe it's like only transmissible by handshakes. And like, we're all like not dying because we're just not shaking hands with each other anymore at all. Maybe that's like all there is to it. It's like, who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
But man, I don't know. More information will continue to come out over the next few weeks and months. So, you know, hopefully we'll know more about exactly what this is and how we can prevent the spread. But I don't know if some of the changes that have been made have, you know, really just been put in place because there's something else at play. You know, it's kind of making people scared of human connection interaction, like to how I see it, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of freaky. Because again, I think it's like the lasting effect of this is we're wary of gathering in large groups for like years. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I definitely feel like older people, like you're definitely not going to see as much older people out on the town as you did, you know, prior to 2020.
Because they're realizing their vulnerability, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, multiple things are like this where different age groups and like different health predispositions are more at risk. So we're like realizing our mortality a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody is. And that's crazy. Like, I've never seen anything like this where the whole world was kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, like everybody.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing too. It's that we live in America. Everyone has like an opinion on it, you know, like already I can kind of tell that like you and me have slightly different attitudes toward it, which is interesting. It's not like a tornado where it's like, it's a fucking tornado. You know, It's like this thing. It's like, you know, the different bodies of the government are doing so much, and like it's, some of it's really fucking suspicious. Some of it seems really stupid, and some of it is like, doesn't seem far enough. You know, it's interesting to watch different parts of the country are like reacting differently, which is.
Yeah. Different parts of the world. Like what Italy did, like nobody's out, you know? And what the United States is doing is kind of just taking away rights. Like this is my thing. If it's really, you know, a pandemic, make people really stay in the house for 2 to 4 weeks, you know, like give us that warning, make sure everybody has supplies. And that's how we, you know, cut this off. But it's this, oh, you just can't be out at a certain time. And, you know, you, that many people can't be out. Like that's not going to work if you guys really want to fight this, if this is a real thing.
Yeah. It's interesting. So, it's like, we're being half super cautious. Yeah,
don't go halfway. If you're going to do it.
Man, I got to tell you about something that happened, Jaren. And I didn't think I was going to go on the mic about this. But I get just like so feel like I got to get it off my chest.
Oh, this is therapy. Come on.
Yeah. It's okay.
Therapy with Jaren.
Man, this is not, this whole fucking segment has not been music related, but that's fine.
Oh, it's all good. Well rounded guys.
I went to Trader Joe's today. Okay. I was with my girl. We were standing in line. We had a, because we were both buying, I bought a bunch of stuff, food for the studio. She brought a bunch of stuff for her house. We had this big, huge cart full of like food and groceries. And the dude at the counter just like beeps all of them over. And like, he has like a lot of work to do. He's like pushing it all over. And dude, once he's done and he's ready to start bagging the items, he looks straight at me. Like straight into my eyes, and he's like, "Thanks for your help." And at first, I kind of don't understand what he's saying. I like look at him like, "Are you joking? Like, are you?" is, are you kind of referring to how I'm like wearing a mask and be, but he said it like, you know, go fuck yourself for not helping. And I'm like looking at it. And then he said it again, just to be totally sure that I like knew what was going on. He was like, yeah, I really appreciate your help. You're laughing. I was so mad. I was so frustrated. I wanted to be like, what the, why do you gotta fucking bring an attitude? Like, what does he want me to do? I'm not, I don't work the counter.
Fuck what? That dude.
Dude,
don't
listen, I can't even express to you how fucking mad I was. I felt like, because I think what happened, I felt like he was saying it to me and like my girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, if you say that to me, that's like one thing. It's like, okay, dude, fuck you. But you're saying, he was saying that to like us, you know? Like he was working behind the counter and he has like a shitty job. So he has to give me some fucking crazy attitude. I was so mad. The whole drive back, I was like, man, fuck that guy. I wanted to fucking smack him in the face. Or
Josh,
I, was, you know, I can't even remember the last. It's a stressful time, man. Like, why do you got to bring an attitude, is all I'm saying.
Josh, you know what you should have did? You should have looked him right in his face, smiled, and be like, anytime, partner.
You're right, man.
The biggest smile.
I should have high-roaded him. But I was too, I was speechless, dude. I was so fucking mad. I didn't want to say anything. Because I was going to be like, go fuck yourself. I was so upset with this dude, man.
Yeah, that shit would have made my day probably. Like, I like when people do stupid ass shit. So I can just, you know, I'll give you stupid back. We can act stupid together.
I should have done some shit. I should have high-roaded him, man. You're totally right. I was too, I was fuming.
Which Trader Joe's was this?
Oh my God! Should I fucking say the? I'm not gonna say his name on this fucking name tag.
No, say his name. He's a big boy. Say his name.
All right, on the Trader Joe's on. I feel bad, man. We got people that listen that live in San Francisco. The Trader Joe's on Masonic. Fucking, if you're listening,
his name was.
If you're listening. Fuck you, dude. If you're listening and you go to the Trader Joe's on Masonic and you see
smile at him.
Throw some lentils at him.
Smile at him and tell him have a great day. He probably needs some positive energy.
He's having a bad time. Oh yeah. My God. I'm getting mad again even bringing this back up. I don't know. Some shit just rubs me the wrong way, man.
Josh, fuck that dude.
I couldn't handle it, man. I was hungry.
This is the thing. You can cut this part if you want to as well. But fuck that dude. Like, all right, so you all riled up a right now. You know, he was a dick, whatever. Ain't thinking about you right now. Forgot you ever even came into the store.
Damn. I'm not gonna cut that, man. That was real shit. You're totally right.
Fuck. Probably, you know, I don't know. I don't know what he probably smoking a joint right now.
He's relaxed. Yeah.
Or he could be currently listening to the audio files, and when he hears this episode, he's gonna be, fuck that dog. I bagged him up. You know, that could be happening too. And if you want to come on the show and talk about it, we would love you. We always love guests. We welcome that. Uh-huh. I love to give you some positive energy. Because you know, you out there in the public, you gotta pass it on. We need more positive energy right now. So a big smile for you.
Jaren's out here way more adult than me right now. Taking the high road in the whole situation. That's fine.
Nah, I just been having a hell of time to think and, you know, be on my Buddha shit. So
okay, that's dope, man.
That's all. It's still fuck.
It's fuck. But I don't know what I'm talking about.
I sure don't. I had fun doing it though.
I had fun doing it as well.
For sure.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Hopefully we'll be able to post podcasts more regularly now that we got the technical stuff figured out.
Yeah, we had to figure some things out, but you're back.
We are back. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you guys next time.
Peace.